say, Haggai, Pastor Rich, what's that? That's one of the prophets in the Old Testament, okay? Amen. And we read this at the end last Sunday. This was the last passage I gave you. And we kind of went through it quickly, but today I want to go through it a little bit slower and open this up to you today, amen? So you're going to get a little bit familiarized with Old Testament today, amen? How many know we need Old Testament too? We need to understand what the Old Testament is about, because if you don't, you won't know how we got to the New Testament. Amen? Praise God. So Haggai chapter 2, and we're going to read a few verses there. If you don't know where it is, it's after Zephaniah. And you say, well, where's that? Well, use your index if you have to, amen? But Brother Carlo is going to have it on the board for us, on the overhead, amen? And my title today, as you get that, praise God, my title today is The Glory of God. Okay? The glory of God. Amen. How many want the glory of God today? Amen. We talk about the glory of God. We talk about what? The manifestation of God. We want God to show up when we come to church. Amen. We need His presence. Hallelujah. More than ever before. Praise God. So much going on in our world today. A shift taking place in our world. Troubles and different crazy stuff happening in the atmosphere and on earth, okay? God is getting our attention, amen? How many believe that today? Not only is He trying to get the attention of our world and our nations, but even the church, okay? He's going to get all our attention in these last days. And in this passage, it talks about what God is going to do in these last days, okay? What He's, I believe, has begun to do. But we're going to see it in a greater way as we continue on. Praise God. So my title again is The Glory of God. Hallelujah. Let's just read these verses, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to go into some different things this morning. Haggai chapter 2, we're going to read verses 6 through 9. Okay? Everybody there? Amen. Praise God. Here we go. Verse 6. Hallelujah. It says, "For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once... it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts." Oh, hallelujah. Verse 8, "The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts." Verse 9, "And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The glory. Okay? The glory of the Lord. Amen. In verse 6, we see here the Lord saying that, you know what? I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified Bible to go with the King James we just read. It's said a little bit different. It says, "Yet once more, in a little while," somebody say a little while, "I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land." Okay? In the Old Testament, we know that God really did shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. But here He's telling Israel, and this is prophetic for us today as the church in our time and even for our world today. He says, you know what? In a little while, once more, I'm going to do what? I'm going to shake the heavens. Amen. And not only am I going to shake the heavens, He says here, I'm going to shake the earth also. Hallelujah. And also the sea and the dry land. So today we know, you know what? A shakening is coming, praise God. And we've begun to feel some of those shakenings lately, amen? Last Sunday, I shared with you a little bit about what happened in Iceland, amen? That volcano erupted, and that ash came out of that volcano, and it went up miles into the heavens, and because of that, it caused all air flights to be canceled in Europe. It caused havoc. You know what? People weren't able to go where they needed to go. People were stuck where they were, and people that needed to go back to Europe in Iceland, you know what? They couldn't get there. Everything got what? Shook up. Amen. God's going to do some shakening. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we don't expect it. You know, you never look for things to go wrong, do you? Amen. I don't. I'm a positive type person. I always try to think positive. Amen. And stay focused. But you know what? God's going to shake things up. Amen. I heard yesterday that there was a tornado in Mississippi. Did anybody hear about that? 10 people were dead, I heard last night. Tornadoes, okay? In Mississippi. And, you know, earthquakes. All the earthquakes we've had. You know, Haiti, the devastation. And China's had earthquakes and other places. It's like I can't keep up anymore with all the things that are happening right now. How many know what I'm talking about? Well, it's scriptural, church. Amen. He says, you know what? I'm going to shake the heavens. I'm going to shake the earth and the sea. Amen. How many know there's been tsunamis that have been happening? Some were just avoided recently in Hawaii. But we know when tsunamis hit, what devastation happens, right? God says, I'm going to shake even the sea. And the dry land. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. God's going to what? Shake our world. I don't know about you, but I think our world needs a shakening. Amen. Our world thinks that they can do whatever they want and it's okay. Amen. But you know what? A judgment is coming. Amen. And God is going to get our attention. Praise God. But we as the church, we shouldn't be surprised today, okay? That's why I'm bringing you the scriptures I'm bringing you, because it's prophetic what we're going to read here today and what I read last week in the message, amen, that, you know what, God says one more time, I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. Now, I think that means one more time, there's going to be a lot of shakenings in that one more time, okay? And I don't believe we've seen even the end of it yet. So we need to be prepared, because God wants to what? Get our attention. Amen. Because God is in control. Praise God. How many know that today? You know, we're not in control. Amen. Government's not in control. I mean, when God wants something to happen, He shows Himself mighty. Amen. I mean, when a tornado comes out of nowhere, you know what? People get shaken up and things happen. Amen. Your world seems to have just changed all of a sudden. Amen. And you get stuck somewhere, and you know what? You can't fly back home for 3-4 days. You're shaken. Amen. You know, a few years back, let me tell you, I might have told you this story. It just comes to my mind, so I'm going to bring it to you. You know, every year at my job, we have these trips that if we do well in the company, we earn these sales trips, okay? Last year, you know, I went to Hawaii. I was fortunate to make this trip. It was the first time as a manager I've been able to win one of these conferences, which was a real blessing. But some years ago, as an agent, before I went into management, I made a trip to Hawaii. It was actually Hawaii also, okay? And on this trip, that morning that we were flying out to O'Hare, my wife and I. It was storming that morning, okay? And it was hard to get to O'Hare, and we had left early, okay? But by the time we got to O'Hare and finally got to the ticket booth and tried to check in and we were watching the clock and everything, we missed our flight, like, by about 15 minutes, okay? We're like, oh, Lord, what are we going to do? This is crazy. You know, everybody's going to be there, and we got to get on another flight. Well, I don't know if it's changed from before, but at that time, it might be still the same. They only had one flight that goes out to Hawaii, that airlines, okay? I think it was United. So they said, you know, you could come back tomorrow. I said, come back tomorrow? I'm supposed to be in Hawaii today. What do you mean tomorrow? I said, well, you know, but here's what we can do. We can put you on another flight, and you can go to Los Angeles, okay? And then from Los Angeles, you can get a flight and then go to Hawaii if you want. But you got to be on standby. Okay. We said, that'll work. Let's try that. Okay. So that's what happened. We waited. got on the next flight to go to Los Angeles. We flew to Los Angeles. We were there. There was some, actually, we saw some other people there from our company who were, you know, flying through L.A. to get to Hawaii and so forth. But we get there, and now we're trying to get set up for our next flight to go to Hawaii, right? So we can still make it the same day, maybe a little late, but we'll still be there, right? Well, come to find out that same day, there was a flight that was canceled from L.A. that was going to Hawaii. So 240-some people, if I remember right, all of them didn't get to go to Hawaii. And you know what? They had to go to Hawaii first before we could. We're like, oh, Lord, now what's going to happen? You talk about, you know, your plans being shifted and changed. Well, make a long story short, we never got out that day, okay? We had to stay at the airport, amen. And they gave us vouchers to eat, and you know, they actually put us up for a night, and then we had to come back the next day and start all over again because we were standbys. Okay, it's amazing. We were there in the morning, and to make a long story short, it took us like 6 or 7 flights before we finally got on a flight that would take us to Hawaii, okay? So we didn't get there till the next day in the evening. And everybody basically was already there except, you know, Pastor Rich and Pilar, amen? And all the company is, you know, is wondering, where are they? And I tried to call, and I did, and I left a message, you know, we missed our flights and this and that. But you know what? Everything got changed, all right? But we still got there. But you know what? Plans were changed because one thing happened, something else happened. But through that, we were able to meet some people in the airport. We became friends with. We found other Christian people at the airport. So even in the negative things that happen, good comes out of it. Amen. If you keep trusting God and believing God. So you know what? Things are going to happen. Things are going to shift. Things are going to change as things happen in your life. You got to be ready for it. You say, Lord, I trust you. I'm ready. What do you want to do? And you become patient with God and you trust God. Amen. So going back to the scriptures here, we see in these last days there's going to be a shaking again, okay? Now I want to show you some scriptures to go with this before I go into the rest of them. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12 quickly. Hallelujah. At my job, still people talk about that trip, okay? Those who went on the trip and those knew about us being there and all that, every so often that comes up because that was an amazing thing what happened there. Now in Hebrews 12, we're going to read verses 25 to 29. We're going to see here about God's voice, all right? How God's voice is going to shake the heaven and the earth, all right? This is what we're going to read here. So in Hebrews 12, 25, we're going to read through 29. I want you to see this. It says here, see that ye refuse not him that speaketh. He's talking about the Lord, okay? For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Okay? God spoke in the Old Testament. He's going to speak again in the New Testament. He may speak in a different way, but he's going to speak. How many know when all these things happen in our world, God is really speaking? Okay? He's just speaking through the natural. Amen? He can speak with his voice, but he's speaking through the natural as we see things happen. All right? Now, he says here in verse 26, whose voice then shook the earth? All right? In the Old Testament, when God's voice spoke, he shook the earth. But he says here, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. So what we were reading in the Old Testament, here it is again in the New. He says, you know what? I did once shake the earth. Amen. But he's saying now, with my voice, however he wants to do it in different ways, he's doing it. He says, I'm not going to only shake the earth, but I'm also going to shake heaven. Amen. So we need to be prepared. It's going to happen. Okay? We're going to see it happening as we go from time to time. Amen. Praise God. Look at here what he says as we go on in verse 27. He says, and this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken. Oh, hallelujah. As of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. All right? So what is he saying here? He's saying, you know what? In the last days, anything that can be shaken will be shaken. How many get that today? Amen? Things that are made, okay? You know, nations and cities and earth, okay? You see when there's an earthquake or a tornado, amen, or whatever may come, a peril that comes, you know what? Things are shaken. Things are changed, okay? So in these last days, he's saying here, as I speak, you know what? Anything that can be shaken will be shaken. God's going to make it clear he's speaking to us. Amen. How many want God to speak to you? Maybe not this way, but you want him to speak to you, right? Amen. Now, here's something interesting. In this verse of 27, he says at the end of that verse, he says, and those things which cannot be shaken may remain. All right? What things are going to not be able to be shaken when all these things happen? Okay? Well, there's a few I want to say. Number one, the word of the Lord, I believe, will never be shaken. Okay? I'll just read you this scripture. You don't have to turn to it. In 1 Peter 1:25a, it says, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. Amen? His word will endure forever. It won't be shaken. I mean, this is God's word. Okay? But what else won't be shaken when all these things happen, when the voice of God comes forth? Well, I believe God's kingdom. Amen? God's kingdom's not going to be shaken. All right? This kingdom on this earth will be shaken, but God's kingdom will not be shaken. How many of you are with me today? And I wrote one more thing down, okay? How about our faith and our trust in God? That should be something that what? Should remain. Amen? If you really love God today and you trust God and you're committed to God today and you've given your heart to God, when all these things happen, you know what? Your faith and your trust must remain. Amen. You may not understand everything that's going on, but you know what? That's when your faith really is going to mean something. Amen. That's when your trust in God is really going to mean something, because people are not going to understand what's going on. But you should, and I should. Amen. And we should be able to relate to people. You know what? These are signs of the times. These are things are going to happen in the last days. You know what? God's trying to get our attention. Are you listening? God wants people to change their lives. Amen. God wants us to live holy lives. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. So, what? Those things that cannot be shaken that will remain. I think those are some things, and hopefully some other things, but those are some key things here today. And you know what? The scripture here gives us the answer too as we go on. Look at verse 28. He says, wherefore we seeing a kingdom which cannot be moved. Hallelujah. Can you see that kingdom? The spiritual kingdom. God's heavenly kingdom. Amen. He says, I receive this kingdom which cannot be moved. Amen. God's not going to be moved, and his kingdom's not going to be moved. And today, we're a part of God's kingdom. We're not going to be moved. Anybody with me today? You should start getting excited with me. Praise God. He says here, because of this fact now, he says, let us have grace. Somebody say grace. How many know we need grace today? Amen? God's unmerited favor. We need grace on our life. God's spirit on our life. He says, let us have grace whereby we may serve God. See, we need the grace of God on our lives to serve him. Even in these troubled times that we're in and are going to be even more difficult as we go on, we got to have the grace of God to serve him. Amen. And how do we serve him? He says here, we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Amen. How? With reverence, with respect, and godly fear. Amen. We got to fear God. We got to respect God. And if we fear God and respect God, that means we're going to follow his word. Amen. You can't say, oh, I fear God, but I'm going to do whatever I want in my life. That's a contradiction. Amen. Because I fear God and I know God and I love God. You know what? I got to do what He says, not what my flesh wants to do. Because my flesh will get me in trouble all the time. How about it, Philip? Amen. This flesh will let you down like that. All right? But He says here, no, we need to have grace because we're part of this kingdom that cannot be moved. Hallelujah. I'm blessed today to know that I'm part of that kingdom. How about you? Amen. Let me read you this verse from the Amplified Bible. It brings a little bit more to it. It says, we are to offer to God pleasing service. I like this. And acceptable worship. Hallelujah. That's what we've been talking about today. Acceptable worship, right? What's that? Worship from our hearts. Amen. Worship that's pure. Worship that really we want to give God. It's not fake. It's genuine today. Amen. He says this is what we need to give. Acceptable worship with modesty and pious care and godly fear and awe. That's the Amplified Bible for that verse. Okay? So we're to serve God with reverence and fear, or with pleasing service and worship to God because He's worthy. We must walk in modesty today. We must walk in pious care and godly fear and awe today. You say, well, why? Why should I do this? Why should I be this way? Well, look at verse 29. Because it says, for our God is a consuming fire. Amen. God is not one to mess with. Amen. He's a consuming fire. All right. He's the real deal, our God. How many know there's a lot of fake gods out there? But we're talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Creator of heaven and earth. Amen. He says, I am a consuming fire. Wow. We see it. Okay. We see it in our world. Different things that are happening. God's going to shake what? Heaven and earth. Question I say to you, how's your earth today? How's your earth? Okay? Is God shaking your earth today? What's happening in your earth? I'm going to bring it down individually here today. Amen. What's happening in your life? Because God will shake your earth too. Amen. Sometimes we need a slap in the face. Amen. Sometimes God needs to say, what are you doing? Wake up. Amen. Why are you going this way when I want you to go this way? You know, don't do this, because if you do this, this is the consequences. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Let that speak to whoever it's for. Amen. Praise God. Shaking. God's voice is going to shake the heaven and the earth one more time. And we got to be ready. Praise God. We got to be prepared. Amen. We're going to go back to the Old Testament. I want to read you a scripture in Joel 3:16. I'm kind of going back and forth here so you can see the scriptures back each other up. What's going to happen, okay? It's prophetic what was spoken. The book of Joel, awesome book. Amen. I've read from it before. But in Joel, again, you don't have to turn there if you don't want, but Joel 3:16, I'm just going to read you one verse here. In Joel 3:16, it says this, and the Lord also shall roar out of Zion. Somebody say roar. That's His voice, amen. His voice is going to be made known. And He shall utter His voice from Jerusalem. Hallelujah. That's home base, okay? Hallelujah. And He says, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. There it is again. What's going to shake? The heavens and the earth. God's going to speak. God's going to get our attention. God's going to do what He said He's going to do in these last days. Amen. But look at the last part. It says, but the Lord, how many know what it says, but? Something good's going to come then. Amen. He says, but the Lord will be the hope of His people. Who? The Lord will be the hope of His people. Anybody His people here today? Amen. He's your hope. He's my hope today. Hallelujah. He says, I will be the hope of His people and the strength of the children of Israel. He's the strength of Israel. But you know what? Symbolic, this is the church. It's me and you today in the New Testament. He is our hope. Amen. He is our strength. Amen. He will be there for us. even though all these things are going to be happening, praise God, because we're part of the eternal kingdom that's not going anywhere today. Praise God. All right, let me go back to Haggai. I just needed to take a turn there to show you and then get right back into what we want to finish here today. In Haggai chapter 2. Somebody getting blessed here today. So he says in verse 6, "For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, and it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land." So whatever can be shaken will be shaken in these last days. Now look at verse 7, what he says. "And I will shake all nations." He didn't say some of the nations or part of the nations. He said all. Somebody say all today. All nations are going to be shaken. The U.S. of A. is going to be shaken. It is already being shaken. How many know it today? He says, "I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I'm going to shake all nations." Oh, hallelujah. God, do what you got to do. Amen. Praise God. And then he says, "And the desire of all nations shall come." The desires. Now, let me just give you this a little bit. I'm not going to stay on this very long here, but in my Bible it talks about the desirable things of all nations will come. So I believe what he's saying here, the things that nations desire that are good from God, God's going to bring it, okay? Not the other things that are not desirable, okay? But the desirable things that are pleasing unto God, that will glorify God, it says those things will come, okay? And I know there's a lot more with that. But let me go on with this. And then he says, "And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord." Hallelujah. So God's going to shake all nations. Amen. He's going to bring some of the desires of the nations to pass. But you know what? This is powerful here. He says, "But in this house, I will fill it with glory." This house. You know, here he's talking to Israel, and he's talking here because they had built Solomon's temple, okay? And God was telling them that, you know what? My glory is going to be in this house. And today, church, is prophetic for me and you and for the kingdom of God. God is saying, when I shake all nations, my glory will be in what? The house of God. My glory is going to be in the kingdom. Amen. When you come to church, you know what? I'm going to be there. Amen. My glory is going to be here. I'm going to manifest my presence to you when you come to church. Amen. You know what? You may not see it out in the earth. When you go to work and you do your everyday things, you're going to say, "Lord, what's going on out here? Crazy stuff happening." How many know there's a lot of crazy stuff going on? Killings left and right. Amen. Shootings over here. Shootings over here. Record numbers in a 12-hour period, in a 24-hour period. You say, what's going on in our world? Whew, crazy stuff. Amen. Shaking going on. Devil's on the loose. Amen. But you know what? Judgment's coming. Amen. Judgment's coming. Things will change. There's a shifting. Things are going to happen. But God says, you know what? Even though I'm shaking all nations and all these things are going on, my glory's going to be in my house. Hallelujah. So today, it's important that we know that and that we say, "Okay, Lord, because I'm going to come to the house of the Lord." In the Amplified Bible, it says, "My house," or God's house, "shall be filled with glory and splendor." The splendor of God is going to be in the house of God. Amen. Those who really worship God and love God, who are teaching and preaching the truth, the glory of God is going to be in the churches in these last days. Amen. He said, "I'm going to fill the house." Who wants to be filled today with His glory? Amen. His Spirit. Well, you got to come to church. Amen. I'm not saying you're not going to get filled at home when you spend time with God. I'm not saying that. But when we come corporately together in these last days, there's going to be a move of God in the churches. Amen. God is going to do great things because His glory is going to reside in the church. But you bring Him in. Amen. You bring Him in. Hallelujah. So I talk about the glory of God. I'm talking about the presence of God. Amen. I'm talking about the anointing of God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the power of God. Amen. We need that, don't we? In our everyday lives, praise God. So when you come to church, you're going to get blessed and filled with the Lord so you can go out there and what? Be a witness for Him. Amen? So it's going to be critical as time moves on, as we have opportunity to be in the house of the Lord, that you're here. Don't miss out. Amen? Don't miss out. You got to get your batteries refilled. You got to get filled up with the Word of the Lord. You got to come and worship God because He's worthy. You come believing for answers in your life, and they're going to happen, amen, if you're faithful. Somebody should have said amen there. Hallelujah. So God says, I'm going to fill my house. I want to give you an example of this real quick. Turn with me to Exodus 40. I'm going to promise to get you out early today. Exodus 40. Just don't make it a habit. Exodus 40. Hallelujah. I know you know this story. Praise God. I'm just refreshing your memory here. Praise God. In Exodus 40, we'll just read a couple verses. This is when Moses and the children of Israel were setting up the tabernacle. Okay? The tabernacle of God. And look at what it says in 40:34 here. It says, "And then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle." How many want the glory of the Lord to fill this tabernacle? Amen. And when you come here, the glory of God is here. It's you feel it, you sense it. Amen. There's a heaviness of the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. The glory of the Lord here, it said, fill the tabernacle. Amen. And in verse 35, it says, "And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle." Wow. The glory of God was so strong and powerful, Moses couldn't even go in there. But how many know it's different today than it was in the Old Testament? Praise God. How many know that they had the tabernacles that they had in the Holy of Holies, and you know, the priest had to go in once a year to bring repentance for the people, and so on and so forth. It's different now. Amen. Jesus has broken all of that we can now be in God's presence all the time. Amen. You know, we don't have to wait for one particular time of the year. Amen. We can have God's Spirit and His anointing and His power and His glory here all the time. Amen. How many know He wants to be here with us? Because He loves us. Amen. But here, Moses, he couldn't even go in to the tent, to the tabernacle, because the glory was so strong. But see, it was different back then. Let me go on and just read the end of this with you. It says, "And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys." So as they were in the wilderness, as they had the cloud, which was over their tabernacle, as the cloud moved, they moved. Isn't that awesome? I mean, that's how God was so precise with them. Talk about giving them direction. Here's where you go. Follow the cloud during the day. Amen. I think some of us need some kind of direction like that today. Amen. Who wouldn't mind having a little cloud over you? Amen. Just a little mini cloud. Okay, Lord, where should I go? Praise God. Amen. God will lead you. He may not bring a cloud over you today, but He will lead you. All right? Praise God. This is good. Verse 37, he says, "But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not until the day that it was taken up." All right? So that if the cloud didn't move, they didn't move. All right? Being led by the Lord. Praise God. "For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night." Ooh, fire. The fire of God. Amen. How many want the fire of God? Amen. They had the fire over the tabernacle at night, and in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. Okay? That's how God led the children of Israel in the Old Testament. But it's different today. Okay? That is the what? Shekinah glory of God. The presence of God. Not only do you feel His presence, His Spirit, but sometimes there's outward presentations, manifestations of the glory of God. Okay? God can do anything. Amen. He can have a cloud in the church, okay? A mist. In our previous church, that happened in our church. We actually had a literal mist in the service, the glory of God was in that place. And it's happened in other places too, okay? He still can manifest where you can actually see it in these last days. And I believe he's going to do things like that as we get closer to his return. The Shekinah glory and the presence of God. The Shekinah is the supernatural light or cloud which appeared on the mercy seat, okay? In the Holy of Holies where they had the mercy seat, that's where the Shekinah glory of God was, okay? And it showed itself through light and through cloud, all right? His glory is still coming forth today, amen. And he said, I'm going to fill the house, praise God, with my glory. Today, I don't know if you saw it, but those songs we were singing, we were singing about the glory, amen. And we want God's glory here, and we want to praise him and worship him. That's why I was so blessed in the praise and worship, because it connected so much with the message here today. God was speaking to us, even in the songs, to prepare your heart for the message that was going to come. Praise God. So the glory, the Shekinah glory, is what is going to happen as we seek God, as we go forward. Let me finish up in Haggai. Praise God. In verse 8 of Haggai 2, so he says, I'm going to fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Now look at what he says. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord. The silver and the gold is mine. Praise God. How many know today God owns everything? All right? It's all his. Amen. But let me say this to you today. God has entrusted us with things. God has made us what? Stewards today. Amen. And we are to be responsible for what God gives us. Amen. Some of us have more than others. Amen. Some of us have more money than others. Some of us might have more property than others. Some of us might have more gifts than others. Okay? On and on and on. The thing is, though, today, what are we doing what God has given to us? Amen. God has entrusted us. God has blessed all of us in some way or another. But God says, you know what? I own all the silver and all the gold. Okay? Not the government. You know. I know we're trying to give loans and help out everybody. I don't know if that's the answer, because it seems like we're going backwards instead of going forwards. I read in the paper today, it was on the front page, I think by the end of the year, our deficit is $13 trillion. That's what I read in the front page today. I said, my Lord, it's crazy. These numbers, I can't even understand these numbers anymore, okay? But how many know today, the silver and the gold is the Lord's? And we need a shake-up, praise God, amen? We need a shake-up in our finances, praise God, right? We need God to come in and help us with our economy and all these different things. Because you know what? Man don't know it. Man don't understand it all. Praise God. We need the intervention of God in these last days. That's why he's going to do it. Amen. God knows where we're at today. Praise God. So he says, you know what? Don't worry about things financially. Do your part and God will take care of you. Amen. You say, well, how do I do my part? Well, whatever God blesses you with, you have to be faithful with what he gives you. Amen? And God says, yes, I look to you and I tell you in my word, you should tithe. You know, I don't talk a lot about money here because I don't need to. But it's important that it's said from time to time that when God blesses you, you should be tithing to him. Wow, no amens. Am I in the right church? One-tenth, God says, give back to me. And we should give offerings, and we do that. You know what? You can never outgive God today. Amen. It's for his kingdom, praise God. So when you're faithful with what God's given you, he'll be faithful to meet your needs. And it's not just about your finances, it's your life. What are you doing with your life? Amen. But God says, don't worry. I own everything, praise God. The silver and the gold is mine. Amen. Yeah, it may not look good right now out there. Things may not be coming together. But trust me, pray for those who I have in leadership right now, those who are in authority. Do we pray for our leaders? We need to, amen, more than ever. Pray that God would give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding. God would show them what to do, amen. That they would even look to us and ask us for help. That day is coming, amen. That day is coming, praise God. Let me move on here. I'm wrapping up here. My last point. In verse 9 of Haggai 2, it says, "And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts." I don't know if you caught that here today, but now he's making a statement to you and me. He says, the glory that's going to be in this house. Now, yes, he's talking about the temple here, but he's also talking prophetically about our time in the last days in the church. He says, my glory is going to be greater in the end times in my church than it was before. Hallelujah. How many believe that today? He says, my glory is going to be greater than it's going to be greater. This latter glory will be greater than the former. It might have been great in the former. It might have been great in the Old Testament. But God says, I'm going to be greater in this new church, in the church that is going to be of the last days. Amen. And that's us. Praise God. Amen. We're in that time. Amen. And I want the latter house, this house, Oriel Christian Assembly, to have the glory greater than it ever has had before. How about you? I want to see God move like he's never moved here before. Amen. And he will if we're faithful and we continue and we trust God and we do what he says. He says, man, my glory is going to be greater in these last days. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to say amen to that today. Somebody ought to be encouraged today that God's glory and manifestation will be here for us. Even though times will be hard and troubles will be there, you know what? We'll be protected, hallelujah, in the Lord. Praise God. So he's going to manifest his presence like never before. His power and his anointing is going to come in great ways in these last days. But key is, again, that we come and praise and worship God. No amens. I'm going to say it again. That we come and praise and worship God. We get to a point here that you get so loud when we praise and worship God, I'm going to have to tell you, all right, you're going too much now. All right? This morning we seem kind of quiet, okay? You shouldn't be quiet when you come to church. Amen? When it's praise and worship, you should be worshiping Him and praising Him. Oh, Lord. You know, you can't even... God wants you to worship Him and praise Him, amen? He wants to hear you, amen? Oh, I don't have a good voice, so I don't sing good. It's not about how you sound. It's about worshiping God and praising Him, amen? He's worthy today, amen? He wants to hear you, not when you're in the shower where you think your voice is good. Maybe it is better, but you know what? God is not looking at that, amen? He just wants to hear you. He wants it to come out of you that you really love Him. And because you love Him, you're going to worship Him and praise Him with all you got. Amen. You might even look hysterical to somebody. That's good. Amen. You know, my wife, she's not here today, but she loves God. And if you watch her, she loves to dance for God. Amen. She loves to work. She's free. Amen. Now, some people have a problem with that. Well, that they got a problem, not my wife, because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be able to dance in the house of the Lord. If you're free today, you'll do it. Oh, hallelujah. That's what we're talking about, the glory of God in the last days. It's going to happen, but we got to want it, and we got to show God we're hungry and thirsty for it. Amen. We want your glory, God. We've come to worship you and praise you. You know what? When you go to a service like that, you might have had the worst week you ever had. But when you come to a service like that and you leave, you're on top of the mountain. You're ready to battle the next week. Amen. You might have come in frustrated and down, but when you begin to praise and worship God, things start changing. Hallelujah. Your life changes. Amen. God begins to do something inside of you. Amen. Oh, You gotta talk to your flesh. Amen. You will praise the Lord. You will worship God. Amen. Who's in control of you? Amen. Is it your flesh or is it the Spirit of the Lord inside of you? Somebody with me here today. Getting quiet on me. Supposed to be fired up by the end of the service here. You're still too quiet for me. Lord, help me today. Where's my bell? I haven't used this in a long time. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. That's because you're going to want it. Amen. It ain't going to just happen at any church if people don't want God's visitation. Amen. If people aren't praying and seeking God, oh yeah, that means we got to try to get here earlier and pray and seek God. Amen. That's why I showed that video Wednesday night. All those people in that assembly that we were at, people came from Africa to come to that conference. You don't think those people were serious? You better believe it. People asked us, where'd you come from? We came from Chicago. Wow. Because we're serious. We want to hear God. Amen. What are you saying to the church, Lord? Tell me. Oh, hallelujah. This is what it's about. It's going to be greater, this glory. Hallelujah. And my last point here, and I'm going to have the praise team to come up and get ready. It says here, in this place, in the house of God, in this church, look what he says, I will give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Who said that? The Lord. Anybody need peace today? You want it? You better be in the house of the Lord, because he said, in this house, hallelujah. He's not just talking about Oriel Christian Assembly, but the universal house of God, amen. But we're a part of it here. When you need peace, you should be running to church. Hallelujah. I have weeks that are rough too. I'm human just like you. But let me tell you, when I get to church, it all changes. On Wednesday night, I come here, I'm tired sometimes. It's the hardest day for me. Work all day and then have to drive here and then most of the time minister the Word of God. But you know what? I come here with a good attitude. Sister Dawn's praising and worshiping God. I begin to praise and worship God, and all that heaviness I had through the day comes off of me. And I'm ready. Lord, what do you want to do? Use me, God. Speak through me. Speak to us here. Manifest your glory. Oh, hallelujah. He says, in this house, I'm going to give peace. Oh, hallelujah. The Amplified Bible says it a little bit different too. He says, in this house, I will give peace and prosperity. Prosperity. God's going to meet your needs. How many believe that today? We need peace and we need our needs met. God's going to prosper us as we what? Are faithful to him. It's not just about coming to church. You know, what do you do the other days when you're not here? God knows that. But you need to be here. It's important, because in his house, he says, I'm going to give peace and I'm going to give prosperity. Hallelujah. That's our last scripture I'm reading to you. Don't have to turn there. Psalm 29:11 says, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. I need strength. How about you? Every day when I get up, that's why I spend time with God before I do anything else. Because I'm not going to be good for nothing if I don't have my time with the Lord in the beginning of the day. But God says, I'm going to give strength to my people, and I'm going to bless my people with peace. Hallelujah. Man, I'm excited right now. I'm excited. Let's stand. Praise God. I didn't think I was going to go this long, but hey, when the Spirit of the Lord takes over, he needs to have his way. Praise and worship team, come on up. Amen. Woo. I think we can do that last song, because I want them to continue to play and be used instrumentally and vocally. Praise God. So I'm going to ask them to do this last song that they did in the praise and worship, the Revelation song, okay? And I just want you to praise God with me, okay? Worship God with me as you heard this message today. Okay? We want God's glory, and it's going to come when we worship him, all right? And then I'll come back up here, and we'll pray. Amen.